This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What a week we're having, right? My goodness. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, thanks to you. Whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, with a great iHeartMedia app that can allow you to take us with you anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And right. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, at KLTC on the Western Edge, 1460 on your radio dial. And don't forget the apps. The apps allow you to bring us along. So get those, download them, and listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, crystal clear, wherever you're at. If you're a snowbird, take it along. It all works. You know, as I sit here and try and decipher what kind of ground to tackle, this is bizarre. I'm going to just, it obviously, what happened yesterday with the acquittal of the impeachment felt anticlimactic to me. I mean, I'm not hanging on every vote. We know what's going to happen. It's sort of like, you know, whatever, right? And, you know, the Democrats are doing what the Democrats do and trying to say this is, you know, a giant asterisk on his, you know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And he's, you know, he's in peace forever. But that's all political games. These people are hopelessly. I mean, they're just, I'm almost starting to feel sorry for him. That's how pathetic they look. Because I don't think anybody gets up, runs to the television, sees Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, jumps up and down. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad. You're exactly right. Oh, fantastic. Say it again. Say it again. I don't think anybody does that. Meanwhile, the masses across this country are doing that for Donald Trump. Some are not about to tell you that they are doing that for Donald Trump. Right?
Nancy says the American people this and the American people that all the time. All of the American people, apparently.
Yeah.
I was saying, what American people exactly?
So the president today at the State of the Union, I'm sorry, not the State of the Union, at the National Prayer Breakfast, he sort of addressed all this. And for one, this is an annual event. Mother Teresa has spoken at this event. Ben Carson sort of came on the national stage at this event. Spoke at a prayer breakfast that Obama attended, and Obama looked like he was sucking on a lemon the entire time that Ben Carson was talking. But you know, basically they bring in speakers. You don't know who the speaker's going to be until the actual event, because you shouldn't go to a prayer breakfast based on who the speaker's going to be. There you go for a prayer breakfast for a prayer breakfast. And so 2 days worth of events going on in Washington, D.C., and it culminates with this prayer breakfast today. So the event begins, and the president walks in the room, loud, and a lot of applause, okay? He holds up the newspaper. Somebody put the newspaper down there. I'm sure it was, he brought it along and had somebody set it there, but it was sitting at his space, the newspaper. And I don't know if somebody did it or if he knew he was going to be doing this, but what does he do, Kev? Holds up acquitted. Holds up the newspaper, shows it around. So, you know, if you thought he was going to go there a little kinder and a little gentler, the speaker was kind of an in-your-face speaker. For Trump, I like Arthur Brooks. He's written 11 great books, but he's interventionist. He is very much, you know, go to a lot of other places. A very different foreign policy than the president does. So it's sort of like in your face. I don't know how they decide with the speakers. I think they have a committee, whatever. But the president gets up to speak and says, you know, I'm not a big fan of Arthur Brooks. I don't think I like that speech much. And you're not going to like mine as well. We have a couple of clips from the speech, so go ahead and roll a couple of these and we'll talk about it.
It's wonderful to be with the thousands of religious believers for the 68th annual National Prayer Breakfast. I've been here from the first one where I had the privilege of being asked. I've been with you for a long time before that. And we've made tremendous progress. You know what we've done. I don't think anybody's done more than all of us together during this last 3 years. And it's been my honor. But this morning we come together as one nation blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace. As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Ouch.
So many people have been hurt. And we can't let that go on. And I'll be discussing that a little bit later at the White House. We're joined today by two people whose faith inspires us all, our amazing, wonderful friend, Vice President Mike Pence, and his wonderful wife, Karen.
Thank you.
You want to know, how can I describe this on the radio, Kevin? Help me here. Nancy Pelosi's body language when he was talking about that little comment about...
Uneasy is a good word. Very uneasy, very fidgety.
Very, very fidgety.
Not comfortable.
No. No, she knew who he was talking about. And, you know, I have to say, under some really sick and twisted, bizarre kind of a way, if I were president of the United States, and I'd gone through everything the president had gone through, and I'd seen what my family had gone through, I'd seen what the country had gone through, I would probably, naively, think, I'm just going to turn the page. Right, I'm just going to turn the page. I don't want to talk about it. Let's look forward, not backwards. I'd probably do that. That is not this president. This president is unafraid to fight. And when there's dishonesty, when there's hate, can you blame him? I think that's why he was elected. He put country over self. He's talking about others putting self over country in their own political life. He put self, country rather, over self. Working very hard. You got another clip? President of the prayer breakfast this morning in Washington.
What they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength.
Can we hear that one?
No, this was the other one at the end when he called out certain religions.
No, I apologize. I'm trying to learn.
Can you go back up a little bit?
It's not easy. It's not easy. When they impeach you for nothing, then you're supposed to like them. It's not easy, folks. I do my best.
I do my best. When they impeach you, folks, it's not easy. I mean, that's just pure honesty. And he's right. It isn't easy. Not supposed to be easy. That's why we work on it every day. Here we're not here anymore. I love that. I love that honesty. I love that fighter spirit. Anything else you want to play before we go to the break, Kev?
I like the clip how he talked about God is with everybody in that room.
God is with the people in this room. Before a single skyscraper rose up in New York City, thousands of poor American families donated all they could to build the magnificent St. Patrick's Cathedral. When Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, he said, "Houston, I would like to request a few moments of silence." Then he read from the Bible.
Wow. Yeah, great points. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, what?
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum, stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There he is, folks, the one and only CJ from Dak Diesel on with us. And what's on your mind to tell us what's happening there today? What do you got on tap? What's happening? What are you going to get somebody back on the road? Get a few folks back on the road in those diesels? CJ, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now you can. All right, beautiful. What's happening today?
Oh, just busy working on, waiting on a wiring harness on a DD15, a Detroit DD15, and then actually troubleshooting a brake control circuit on a 6.4. That's the other thing I got going on. And then I got Brandon assembling a 7.3 power stroke, and that's going to be going in today. Being dropped into the truck, and then my other guy, he's actually pulling a cab on a 6-liter Ford to do an engine swap. So just busy, and again, like I say, you know, from the small to the large, you know, whatever your needs are, you know, we got them covered. So
just another day at DAC Diesel. That's how they get her done day in and day out. Get in queue for a repair. Maybe an improvement, maybe a little maintenance, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, 701-258-5011, or online at DACDiesel.com. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, you too. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday, Scott.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Our man CJ at DAC Diesel. Give them a call. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 258-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll play one more clip from the National Prayer Breakfast today. This happened just a, you know, hour or so ago, and so you might not have heard any coverage on this. The president speaking there. He is also speaking at 11 o'clock today to talk about impeachment, what happened going forward. Nancy Pelosi also doing a press conference. So today is the, you know, after action on the culmination of a big, giant nothing burger other than Mitt Romney. Ladies and gentlemen, proving once again he's barely Republican. Thank you, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney casting his final vote of significance as a U.S. senator. We can only hope. All right, here's the president.
A little humility here. I like it.
I'm working very hard for you, I will tell you. And sometimes you don't make it easy, and I certainly don't make it easy on you. And I will continue that tradition, if I might, this morning. And, Arthur, I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say.
He's talking about Arthur Brooks, the speaker.
But I love listening to you. It's really great. Thank you very much.
Well, see, he didn't really love everything about the speech, but he said, I love listening to you. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I thought the president struck the right tone there. I really did.
I'm not making it real easy on you. I get it.
We should string all those together because there's some classics in there. The one about, you know, it's not easy not to hate. Not easy, especially when you, you know, impeach me over nothing. Here's what I know this from Senator Cramer and others that have been with the president through this whole ordeal. The president, as you might imagine, is one tough fella. He's seen it all. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. He can take it, okay? I think the idea of him being the third president in the history of the United States to be impeached and put through this, even though it was partisan, even though it was political, was very, very hard on his wife and his young son. And I think what you hear today is a dad with that, you know, sort of crack in his voice and weariness a little bit. Do you pick that up? I get a little bit of a weariness in there.
I was thinking they were probably up late celebrating. Just had it.
They might have been.
Late
yeah.
night having too much fun celebrating the acquittal.
It might have been. I don't.
Oh, you're right.
I have a hard time blaming him.
Nope.
When he's up, look what he's done. Exactly what he said he was going to do. And they invent stuff to go after him with. It's ridiculous. Todd in Bismarck has a comment here for us on What's on Your Mind. 258-0550. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, thanks for the line. I got some theory that's probably, you know, meaningless, but I thought I'd like to just run it by you and all the listeners here. At this point, the left has gone so far off the rails at this point that I'm thinking, you know, when it comes down to actually standing on a stage and debating Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the Democrats who are, you know, have a chance at this, I think they're going to find some way to say, you know something, we can stand on the stage with him. We will not debate him. I think this is going to be, I may be way off on a limb here, But I think this could be the very first time in history that the opposing party will not stand on the same stage with Donald Trump. And, you know, something they'd probably be smart not to, because any of them that stand on that stage with him, they are going to look so little and so tiny that, and I think they know that. And I don't know, for some reason, like I said, this could just be stupidity out of my, out of what I'm thinking, but it wouldn't faze me at all if they, it wouldn't shock me at all if they decided they're not going to stand on the same stage with him. And they're going to come up with some idiotic reason why they're not going to. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I don't think you're, first of all, the question I had while you're saying this is how would their base react to that? I think their base would react to that they're running from him and they're afraid of him. And but he wouldn't be as effective if he doesn't have somebody over there that he can say Mini Mike to, or you know, Sleepy Joe, or you know, do what he did during the Republican primary. So I hear you. I agree with you. I mean, and all that does, he's such a showman. He's a showman. I mean, he number one, he's a smart business guy, and he's done what he said he's going to do, and he has great political advisors. He says, we're doing this. We're doing this. We're going to do it. And that's why we love him, because he's doing what he said he was going to do, and he stands up for what we believe in, and he actually fights, like unlike other Republicans. But him fighting is what is the show. If there's no Democrat there, there wouldn't be a show. So I hear you. I wouldn't think it'd be a bad ploy. My only question is how would that go over with the other side? You know what I mean? With their own base.
Well, whoever thought that there would be a speaker that would tear up a speech right behind him? Whoever thought that would happen? Nobody.
You got a good point. Yeah, the rules have all changed. You're exactly right, Todd.
They have gone completely off the rails. But, right. Hey, thanks for your time, and I'm sticking in with the show. Have a good
one. All right. Appreciate that, Todd. Thank you. Keep listening. A couple things on the local front I want to talk about. I didn't get to them, but I strangely was drawn to this story about how West Acres in Fargo, the mall, is mulling how to better handle fights, because there was a food court brawl, second clash involving teams in 10 days. Bismarck, you've seen these. They get videoed, Todd. At Kirkwood, what are we coming to that we have to worry about? That's thought one. Thought two, news yesterday about GRE, Great River Energy, considering, very important part of the news story here, shuttering a plant, a coal plant. What does that mean? Not a lot of news out there from people in the industry, even don't know a lot. Obviously, markets are challenging. So that has been the case, and they continue to be. But there's got to be coal on the grid. So, I mean, there's a market there. So I'm not sure this is as big a deal as it's being made out to be. But, you know, you can always be wrong there, and that would be a terrible deal. And this is sort of more about Great River Energy and sort of how they approach their operations, more than anything. So the governor, top 10 most liked governor in the U.S., KX News with a new survey. That's pretty cool. More coming up.
A tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too. New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first public remarks since being cleared of two articles of impeachment by the U.S. Senate yesterday. He spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Trump saying that he and his family and the nation have been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest and corrupt people.
Courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
Before beginning his remarks, he held up a USA Today edition with the giant one-word headline, Acquitted. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum today on What's On Your Mind. They're the Be the Buffalo folks. That's how they built that company, one of the top producers in oil and gas in North Dakota. Great place to work. They get it done day in and day out by just going into the storm, being the buffalo. So when there's good times, there's bad times, oil prices high, oil prices low, you want to work for a company that has that attitude. Let's just find a way. Let's find a way to do this. It's diversified, doing gas processing and other things as well in the midstream space. Oasis Petroleum. Be the buffalo. And celebrate those around you that have that Be the Buffalo spirit by letting us know who they are. Who deserves a little shout-out for their Be the Buffalo spirit? 855-200-1776. Our next guest is the president of the Government Accountability Institute, former William J. Casey Fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, number one New York Times bestselling author. His books have been translated into 11 languages, and boy, do you need the latest book for your current sanity when it comes to following this Democratic debate and the impeachment. Profiles in Corruption. Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Peter Schweitzer back with us. Thanks, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Glad to see your book getting the attention it is and the success in sales. And there's so much great information in all of your books. But for you, we wouldn't know about Burisma and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the games they played. And you've done the same here about others. Talk a little bit about, first of all, the book overall, why the stories that you chose to feature in Profiles in Corruption and why now?
Well, really for a couple of reasons. Profiles in Corruption is a look at America's top progressives. Now, I have done a lot of research on corruption involving people on both sides of the political aisle, but I felt this book was necessary for a couple of reasons. First, we have today what I call the Trump vortex. Every leader in our country needs scrutiny because power can corrupt. And Donald Trump certainly needs to have scrutiny. But it's come to the point where the media coverage is so dominant exclusively on Trump, it's like a total eclipse of the sun. It's blocking out coverage of people that are aspiring for his job or people on the other side of the aisle who are, you know, critical of Trump. So I think we need to kind of correct it and allow people to at least know what's going on with these other individuals. But the second reason I thought it was important is progressives are unique. I mean, unlike moderates, conservatives, libertarians, progressives are saying, give us a lot more power than we already have. We're going to make your life better, which, of course, is in dispute. But my point is, let's see what they've done with the power they already have. And I think when you finish reading the book, you realize they've used the power they already have to self-enrich themselves and to advance themselves.
Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, and Eric Garcetti are all, profiled here. Collectively, do you think that, if we were to pull something out from each of these, that if we wanted to have a partisan mob on the other side, like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and all the like, Jerry Nadler, have proven to be for Donald Trump. Could we have an impeachment trial a week for some of these folks? I mean, what I'm trying to say is, you know, what they try to impeach the president on, which, you know, constitutional scholars say not impeachable, and obviously now he's acquitted. You know, could you turn the tables on them and say, well, if you thought that was impeachable, then this is.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly personally would not want to do that. I think that the impeachment of President Trump was a mistake. I personally think that you need to have a crime being committed, because all political figures in one way or the other do things to advance themselves personally. But I think when you look at the people profiled in the book, you are going to see absolutely abuse of power. You know, in terms of Joe Biden, I mean, you've got family members getting massive government contracts while he's vice president. You've got them taking foreign deals from foreign entities that he is the point person on. They may not technically be illegal, but they are highly corrupt. And my point is they need to be exposed. People need to know about them. If we're going to worry about a $1,000 contribution, you know, that needs to be disclosed from, you know, somebody giving to a candidate. We certainly need to know about massive deals involving foreign governments and the family members of American vice president like Joe Biden.
I want to go back to the Burisma Hunter Biden situation and, you know, Joe Biden's role as vice president in there in the Ukraine and in charge of the corruption, the timing of everything. First of all, what we hear over and over and over again is that it was debunked. Was it debunked?
No. I mean, the facts are clear. Nobody disputes the facts. You know, Vladimir Putin moved into Ukraine in February of 2014, precipitating the crisis. In March of 2014, Joe Biden is appointed by Barack Obama to be point person through which all Western aid will flow into Ukraine. Within 2 weeks of that appointment, the Ukrainians put Hunter Biden on the payroll and pay him $1 million a year for a job he has no background in a country I don't think he'd ever even been to at that point, but clearly had no background in Ukraine. I mean, nothing about that is debunked. And Hunter Biden has even admitted that he wasn't qualified for the job. So, you know, my point is, what has been debunked? And then there's the issue of the prosecutor. You know, the prosecutor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma, who is investigating Hunter Biden, there are documents that corroborate that. Shokin himself says that's what happened. And then Joe Biden got him fired. Now, Joe Biden says he fired him because he was corrupt, and that may very well be true. But it does not remove the fact that he is firing a prosecutor who is investigating his son.
Yeah, another one on that front. Let me just finish. Do you think that there should be a congressional investigation on this? What do you think should be done to get to the facts? You know, Hunter Biden under oath, Joe Biden under oath. What do we still need to do on the whole Burisma thing to get to the truth in your mind?
Well, I think there needs to be congressional hearings, and we need to put Joe Biden, Hunter Biden under oath to answer some very basic questions. Hunter Biden took $3 million from Ukrainians that he was not qualified for. What was he being paid for? He was being paid for something. It was not charity. What was he being paid for? And that's a very simple question he ought to be asked under oath.
Peter Schweitzer is our guest, by the way. The book is called Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. If you have a question or comment, get it in now. I have a copy of Peter's book, Best Question, that comes by text 701-367-2054 or to Todd 701-226-8503 or call it in 701-258-0550 is going to win a copy of that book. You know, we hear a lot about Burisma with Hunter Biden. We hear a lot about, you know, Joe Biden's ties there and the Ukraine. But you wrote in Secret Empires where, you know, there was quite the interesting ride on Air Force Two over to China and a visit. Joe Biden brings Hunter Biden. And 10 days after the trip, 10 days, there's this deal with this, Rosemount Seneca Partners with the Chinese government. So now Hunter Biden doing a deal with the government. Can you imagine if one of the Trump kids did this, worth a whopping $1 billion? Later, we found out it was $1.5 billion. Now there's a website that says investments up to more than $2 billion. And Hunter Biden has said, after your information came out, never mind that. I only got that money from the Chinese after my dad was done being vice president, as though that exonerates him. What about this hasn't seen the light of day?
Yeah, I mean, look, Hunter Biden was running basically a United Nations of corruption, and that involved the Chinese government in Ukraine. Like Ukraine, Joe Biden was also appointed the point person on policy towards China. And Hunter Biden flies with his father on Air Force Two in December of 2013. They visit China. Joe Biden has meetings with Chinese government officials. He's criticized by the Washington Post and by others for being soft on Beijing. 10 days after they return from that trip, Hunter Biden's small financial firm called Rosemont Seneca Partners signs this deal financed by the Chinese government that's ultimately the tune of $1.5 billion. That's with a B. And what's stunning about this is Hunter Biden had no background in China. He had no background in private equity. This is a private equity deal. And the deal, according to the Chinese press, was unique. Nobody else in China had this, not Goldman Sachs, not Deutsche Bank, not J.P. Morgan. Rinky Dink, Rosemont Seneca Partners, run by the vice president's son, is the only one who gets this deal with the Chinese government. Now, you know, my point to everyone is, if we are going to be worried, as we should, about political action committees or super PACs or so-called dark money influencing campaigns, we better darn well be concerned about foreign governments handing out private equity deals to the adult children of the vice president of the United States. And the Biden response to this has been to say, basically, Hunter deserved this. And, oh, okay, now since it's been exposed, we're promising if Joe becomes president, we won't do any other foreign deals with foreign governments, which is, to me, laughable. This private equity deal by some experts is going to lead to tens of millions of dollars for Hunter Biden. So he's already cashed in on that deal.
All he needs to do is keep his head down. So that I'm with you on that congressional investigation for sure. John in West Fargo for Peter Schweitzer. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind. John, you have a question for Peter Schweitzer? Go ahead.
You were talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm Jim, not John.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Peter, thank you for doing the job the mainstream media is supposed to do. You know, they said the Biden story was debunked before they knew anything about it. When the Bolton book comes out, I'm sure he'll be invited on all the news shows. And well, you're pretty much limited to Fox News and talk radio. Isn't this another example of how the most of the media is just a branch of the DNC?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been very frustrating. I worked with 60 Minutes on several segments on congressional insider trading, on super PACs. I did a series with CNN about 5-6 years ago on corruption on Capitol Hill. But really, since the publication of Clinton Cash, which came out in 2015, which, to their credit, the New York Times ran a 4,000-word piece confirming my findings, the mainstream media has not wanted to touch this stuff. And basically what's happening is even reporters that I work with at the New York Times and elsewhere who want to do these stories, their bosses, their editors, are being browbeaten by political activists who say, if you work on this material, we will ostracize you and attack you. My view is, and has always been, President Trump and people on the political left all deserve scrutiny. There's been some very good reporting on Donald Trump. There's also been some terrible reporting on Donald Trump. But my point is, it's imbalanced. There has not been enough. People are going to be stunned. Bernie Sanders, who seems to be the front runner right now on the Democratic side, when people read the chapter on Bernie Sanders, which is probably 50 pages long in the book, they're going to be stunned, and they're going to learn things about Bernie Sanders, how he has steered money to his family, and they're going to wonder, why have I not known about
this? Amen. Hang on, Peter. More coming up, and we'll talk about the Bernie stuff next. Don't go away.
Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DV60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claus 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganv.org. That's tioganv.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Steve Bannon next hour, former top presidential advisor to Donald Trump, been doing this impeachment podcast called War Room. I think their last episode is today. They said they were going to go to one day after the acquittal and shut her down. We'll see if they plan on continuing War Room through the election or something. Look forward to that conversation coming up. And also, Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here, Chris Berg from Point of View. Kelly Armstrong crossed swords today with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in a committee hearing. We have that clip, so all that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we continue with Peter Schweitzer, the author of Profiles in Corruption, Clinton Cash, and some great books exposing corruption and making sure it's front and center. A book now, the new one, Profiles in Corruption, about Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Eric Garcetti, people you should know about, especially those involved in the upcoming presidential election. We have Amy Klobuchar in our neighborhood here from Minnesota, Peter. And a texter wants to know whether or not lack of interest in investigating crimes of Tom Petters when Amy Klobuchar was a Minnesota prosecutor is her worst offense.
It's one of them, absolutely. And that is, I think, a story that few people fully know. We went through the legal documents. We filed FOIA requests, got documents from the Hennepin County prosecutor's office when she was there. And it's very, very clear that they knew, that she knew, that Tom Petters was, you know, running something bad. It ended up being the second largest Ponzi scheme in American history. But that she didn't pursue him. And when you find out that Tom Petters and his associates were her number one campaign contributors, when she ran for the Senate, you start to understand why. And then, of course, when Petters was finally arrested by the FBI, one of his first calls was to Amy Klobuchar, then U.S. Senator, in, Washington, D.C., and she, helped arrange legal counsel, for him. But the problem with Amy Klobuchar extends to her Senate tenure. There's a paradox. She votes with Bernie Sanders 87% of the time, but she at the same time is one of the largest recipients of corporate cash donations to her campaigns. And the reason is quite simple, and we lay it out in detail in the book. She is basically shaking down businesses. You'll find numerous examples where, say, three dozen executives from a large company will go ahead and contribute to her campaign. And then 2 weeks later, she will introduce legislation favorable to that company. It's a pattern and a problem and you know, signifies the kind of crony capitalism that she is carrying out as a U.S. Senator.
Yeah, it is really amazing to watch. And if what I get a kick out of, if I read your book and I change the D to R, These are all bombshell front page stories following these folks everywhere. They're ignored because of the fact that the people who are supposedly the watchdogs in journalism ignore them. That's why you need the book. Jason in Barney, North Dakota. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, sorry. I got a little bit in late on to the conversation. I have been hearing a lot more about Joni Ernst, and I know Peter just mentioned her just when I got into the conversation here with you guys. Can you explain a little bit more about her role and what you were talking about before?
Yes, Klobuchar. Was he asked about Klobuchar?
He said Joni Ernst.
Joni Ernst.
Joni
Ernst. We were talking about her
before the
break.
I don't think we were.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Jason. We were not. A texter says, was Mitt Romney's son on Barisma's board also, Peter?
No, Mitt Romney's son was not. There was a guy named Topher Black, who was a former CIA executive and sometime advisor to Mitt Romney, who is on the board of Burisma, but his son is not on the board of Burisma.
Bernie Sanders, what's the most egregious thing you found in Profiles in Corruption about him?
Well, long pattern for more than 30 years of funneling government, taxpayer, and also campaign cash to his family. Bernie Sanders figured out the dirty little secret in Washington, which is when you're running a campaign and you're buying television and radio ads, you can send 15% of that purchase, say $1 million media buy, 15% of that goes to the media buyer themselves, and you don't have to disclose who it is. Well, in Bernie Sanders' case, his media buyer is his wife, Jane, who has no background as a media buyer, but he has funneled large sums of money to Jane. The great mystery is when he ran for president in 2016, he spent $83 million in media buys, sent it through a company called Old Town Media that is registered to a private home in suburban Virginia. The company has no website, no other clients. We don't know where that $12 million media buy commission went. But when you look at Old Town Media, you find out it's owned by two of Jane Sanders' friends. And when she was asked by a reporter about this in 2016, she hung up the phone. So there are lots of reasons Bernie Sanders got wealthy. Part of them is the fact that he has channeled and steered money to his family over the course of 30 years.
This is going to be valuable information as we get closer to the election. All of this stuff is great. Texter sent a note about a New York Times story that said Ivanka Trump won China trademarks And then her father vowed to save ZTE. You talk about this being a bipartisan issue. Do you think that particular one is corruption?
Look, I think it's a question. Anytime you have timing, the defense of Ivanka Trump is that she asked for those licenses a long time ago. But look, I have long believed and said that our political figures need to be disclosing the commercial deals that their family members have.
That'd be a way to fix it.
Love it.
Thanks, Peter. Gotta go. Appreciate the time. We'll have you back.
Staples too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at hot springs, spas, and pool tables too. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From hot springs, spas, and pool tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert. Dot com.